Tears of happiness?
Yeah, tears of just like relief too. It's been the past couple of weeks, I've been so nervous, and nothing can prepare you to what it's like standing up there and seeing everyone. And I'm so proud of myself for staying in the moment and having as much fun as I could. Yes, with my coach. And he just reminded me to breathe and calm down for a second and remember the couple cues that I'm supposed to remember before I go do my dives. I didn't look at the scores even once throughout the whole meet, so I have no idea how I did.
Which dive was the hardest for you?
Mentally, my handstand's the hardest by far, but...
Second one, right?
Yes. But, yeah, I would just say that one. It's so hard to get up there in front of everyone and do a handstand. I don't know. It stresses me out. Yeah. Everyone's different, and I just base it off of confidence. So I feel super confident on my first dive and usually confident on my last dive. That last dive was a little different than I used to do it, but just... However, what feels natural to you, that's the order that you do it in.
Did it hit any different today when the stands were full?
Yeah.
It's not a training session anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of big meets in the past, but nobody can ever say anything to prepare you for seeing everyone. And especially, like, I've gone to these big meets by myself. And so to look up and not only see my family, but also see the Latvian flag and know that there's people out there supporting me that I maybe don't even know, just like, it is unbelievable. My inward, that's a dive, my fourth dive. That's a dive that I struggle with, and I especially struggle with in competitions. And to hit that dive makes me feel great.
So you're working on that, especially in the training sessions, right?
Yeah. That's been my number one problem dive. So I've been doing 100 reps of those, and to finally just relax and do what I know how to do it felt great. Like my future in diving.
Yeah, how are you going?
Well, I'll have to take a break for a bit. Never say never, but this past season has been long, and I want to take a break. But if I come back, then yes, of course.
Olympic level of competitiveness obviously is super high, but how would you say, are the Chinese athletes on another league? Like, you guys are playing in the minors and they're in the majors, or what?
I mean, it's hard for me to speak on this because they're in a different league than I am. I think for some of the other divers in this competition, it's a fair fight, but I watched the Chinese divers, and that is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Even you haven't seen that, right?
Yeah, and to watch it in person too, it's amazing. Yeah.
Just in a few words about your connection with the Latvia, about your grandfather. Father.
It just means so much to me. I know, I'm going to cry. I just know how much he's given up for me and the support that he's given me, and it just means the world to me that I can represent Latvia and hopefully represent them well, and I do it all for him and my family.